As you continue to strengthen your muscle of mindfulness, you'll notice more and more that everything you encounter, whether it's observing the breath, body sensations, sounds, thoughts, emotions, everything is arising within this greater field of your awareness. And everything that arises eventually passes away. None of it's permanent. So having that awareness is very freeing, knowing that we can let go of emotions, thoughts, whatever that arises, and just live with whatever is presently with more ease. We've been going through a bit of a sequential practice of cultivating mindfulness, letting our concentration first rest with the breath, then with body sensations. Now that you begin to experience how this concentration feels and how being present to your body feels, I'd like to add practicing mindfulness of thoughts. We live in a culture which progresses in many ways using thought. So social justice, public health, education, all these operate on the basis of precise critical thinking. But at the same time, there's clearly a lot of stress, anxiety, and worry in the world relating to thought. Our thoughts form our mental picture of ourselves, and we spend a lot of time worrying about how we look to others, what happened in the past, or planning for the future. We make many assumptions about life, why people act the way they do, who we are even. We weave a tight net with all these thoughts, often forming a barrier between reality and the way we see the world. So the question is, how can we have the benefits of clear thinking without being trapped in thought? Some practitioners of mindfulness have aversive relationships to their thoughts. They consider them distractions that they somehow need to shut down. Some people think that the aim of meditation is to have a silent mind with no thoughts at all. But that's really not what our practice is. Our practice is simply to be aware of thoughts, to include them in awareness, and in that inclusion with time, learn to be free of them. Sometimes thoughts dissipate, and the mind does become more silently. More frequently, as our mindfulness grows, we stop getting caught up in thought. In watching thoughts, we can see how randomly that first thought arises, but we don't have to chain them together, to follow them down the path, to be caught by them. A very important part of this practice is including thoughts, including thinking, as part of our meditation practice. We can do it, though, in a wise way, with a certain understanding of how to become aware of our thinking and then free ourselves from it through meditation. So close your eyes for a moment, and I'll guide you through a visualization. Imagine that you are taken to a riverbank. Imagine yourself after a busy, stressful week and so glad the weekend has arrived, and you're going for a nice hike. You're just happy to be outside. You come to the edge of a river with a nice oak tree and sit down next to the oak tree, perhaps having a picnic. Looking at the river, you perhaps take a little nap. It's beautiful weather. Nothing at all that you need, nothing you want. You're just glad to be away from all the busyness of your life. All that running after things and doing things. It's just so good to be there, to be content to be alive, to be present. Wonderful to be there on the riverbank in the shade of the tree watching the river go by. And then one of those showboats goes by. Flashing lights, casinos, dance shows, dancers, and everything. Pretty exciting. Next thing you know, you're on the boat, and you've been on it for the last 24 hours and didn't even know it. What happened to the riverbank? Somehow you managed to get ashore and get back to the tree, so happy to be back there watching the river, content. And the next thing you know, you're on a warship that goes by, and you've been fighting wars for a couple of days until you realize, wait a minute, how did I get on here? Then you get back on shore, find your place by the tree again. Then this really poor, destitute raft comes by, and the next thing you know, you're struggling for survival on this desperate little raft. And then you wonder, how did I get on here? So you go back ashore again and back to your oak tree. All these boats go by, and after a while you think, you know, there must be a different thing to do besides getting on every boat that comes by. Why don't I just watch it? So you decide to stay on the riverbank. You decide you're not going to leave. You're just going to watch the boats pass. You're going to see each one, the shape of it, the color of it, what's going on. But you're not going to leave your place, your seat. You're just going to let each boat go by. So now please open your eyes. This analogy is sometimes used for thinking, that we establish ourselves in the shade of our breath, content and happy, and then sooner or later a thought floats by, comes along, and we don't even see it coming. We only know after a few minutes or hours that we've been caught up in that particular thought world. A common one is planning. The word tomorrow bubbles up in your mind, and next thing you know, you're planning tomorrow. All the things you're going to do and say, and eat and cook, and everything. Or then a thought comes up about the past, and then you start living in the whole world of regrets, or beautiful thoughts of how wonderful it was in the past. You live in the world of the past, and you've gotten on the boat. Much of our life is lived on these boats of thinking. And some of them are quite beautiful and appropriate and healthy to be involved in. And some of them are quite painful and cause a lot of suffering to ourselves and to others. But even when the thoughts are pleasant, they can always also carry us down the river, and we can lose our spot on the riverbank where we are on solid ground and stable, centered. One of the things we're trying to do in meditation practice is to find ourselves on the riverbank, solid and aware, and learn to not get on the boats. You can't stop the boats going by, but you can choose to not get on. You can't stop your thoughts, but you don't have to necessarily pick them up and get involved in them. So what we're trying to do is let the thoughts come up and just let them go by. Many people don't even know how much they're living in the world of thoughts, and how much they see or understand their life through the filter of their thinking. They say that fish don't know, don't see the water that they swim in. Humans don't see the thinking that they swim in. Some of you are probably a victim of your thinking mind. It takes you wherever it wants to go. Partly the reason for that is that some people believe they are their thinking. Their identity is so closely tied to what they think about that it's a completely foreign idea that they should be something other than their thoughts. If they stop thinking, who are they going to be? If you don't tell yourself stories about who you are, then who are you? It can be a little challenging. We're not at war with thinking. We're not necessarily trying to push it away or say it's bad. We're trying to see thinking from the vantage point of the riverbank, as opposed to being in it or on it. From the vantage point of the riverbank, looking at the thinking, we might start noticing things we haven't noticed before about it. They're different from the content, the ideas, the thoughts, or the images. So we'll conclude this discussion about thinking, and in our next segment, move into a short guided meditation of demonstrating how we can look at the thoughts, really observe them and notice them without actually getting on the boat of thinking, without leaving the riverbank.